Greetings, EdReach listeners. One thing we know about our EdReach listeners is that they're a loyal and engaged group. As EdReach grows, we're giving our fans a chance to help build a fresh and new EdReach. We want to continue to offer education media that's unprecedented and cutting edge. You can support us by going to www.patreon.com/EdReach and subscribing for as little as $1 a month. Just $1 per month. We at EdReach have always believed that education needs its own media space. Help us take education forward and become part of the EdReach family. Together, we can continue to do the work that makes education synonymous with innovation. Go to www.patreon.com/EdReach or go to the EdReach website at edreach.us and click on the Become a Patron link. Give a little so that you can continue to get a lot. Now, enjoy your show.
I'm a skywalker walking on the air tonight.
Welcome to the Two Guys Show on the EdReach Network, giving educators a big voice. Welcome back, everybody. It's been a long time since Two Guys Show up and running, but we're super pumped. And just Brad and I kicking it off tonight. Minock, as always, you can find me on Twitter at TechMinock. I'll get two guys in some iPads.com.
Hello, everybody. It's nice to see you. This is Brad Wade. I am known on Twitter at TechBradWade. As Drew said, it's just us tonight. It's great having you back. It is great being back on the air. We had a long, busy summer, which we are going to get you caught up on. So tonight we're going to talk about what we did over the summer, our roles, and then we're going to talk about what the show is going to look like this year. And then things that we'll be doing this year, where we'll be, some changes to the show, how you can participate in the show. And we're just going to have some discussion tonight. It's going to be nice. It's great to be back on the air. Please use hashtag #2GuysShow, the number 2, Guys Show, to talk with us tonight. Check out our blog, and then you can find us on YouTube after this is over and iTunes. But it's great to have you back, Drew. So how was your summer?
Man, summer was crazy. I think you both know that. I mean, we both know that it's just been nuts from the get-go since as soon as school was over, and just nonstop running ragged. A lot of big into tonight, and it's just been fun, man. A lot of connecting with a lot of great people, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So we had our last show, and then as soon as school was over, we closed up our classrooms, and we closed up our classrooms on Friday, and Monday we hit the road. We went to Lafayette, Indiana, where we joined Matt Brown, who we're going to talk about later tonight at the conference in Lafayette, Indiana. And we did a show there. We did, I believe that was our last live broadcast, if I'm correct.
I think we did one more before ISTE.
We did a quick one about ISTE, but it's been quite a while. So why don't you catch us up on the early part of the summer, Drew?
Yeah, you know, after we went to Lafayette and did the live show there with our good friend, the nerdy teacher, Nick Provenzano, which was a really cool experience, wasn't it? To kind of have like a live audience. It was just a, you know, kind of a different way to do the show, and I know Brad loved it. It's right in his element, but it was a great time. Drove straight to the airport from there and flew out to Los Angeles to Daiquiri headquarters and got to spend some time out there and work with their team and get to know everybody and get start to learn the ropes a little bit. As many people know, our classroom has changed. When we do not have our traditional classroom, our own personal traditional classrooms anymore, but we like to say that our world is now the classroom. Five different schools, to be specific, as Daiquiri, and those are just our flagship schools, tons of teachers outside of that. So it's exciting. I know Brad's had a chance and I can't wait to get down to Florida next week and work with the staff, school district, and work with the students and things like that. And then And then we're taking our first overseas trip. So exciting to get over to. We're going to finally meet our good friend Evan Scheer over in Frankfurt, Germany, and work with some of the educators and the students at Frankfurt International School. And then an incredible honor. And then we're traveling to Cambridge, England, and we're going to work with the Stephen Pierce Foundation. You know, there is I connected with him at ISTE. He really loved it, and it was just like a perfect the Stephen Pierce Foundation, because they really pride themselves in innovation and pushing forward thinking with their students, and it's just going to be an awesome fit. And we're so but diving back into the summer, Brad, after LA and going to Daiquiri, what happened next?
Well, after we went to Indiana, then LA, then we hit ISTE. ISTE was amazing. It was great as always. It was in Atlanta this year. We had an opportunity to sit on a panel with our good friend Todd Nesloney, Angela Myers, and our gold medal Olympic winner. He's classroom
champion.
Yeah, Steve Messler. I probably talked over you. We had an opportunity to be on a panel with them about how we inspire inspire students to do more and inspire them in education. So that was great. So we got to spend some time down there. And then after ISTE, we headed to Podstock. Went out to Kansas. We love Podstock. That is another great conference.
One of our favorites. It's kind of where we're in.
Yeah, Podstock a year ago was we got a good opportunity to present, and you've heard us tell the stories many times about our presentation, how it went, and how amazed we were. So yeah, some things come full circle. We ended up we had a nice presentation there, and then we didn't stop after Podstock. We went to Houston. Drew, what do we think about Cypress Fairbanks down in Houston?
First off, blown away by the size of Cypress Fairbanks. Mind-blowing, literally. That place is beyond math. It's like nothing here in Michigan, we'll just put it that way. I think the state of Michigan could fit in their football stadium alone. I mean, it's just crazy, but, you know, great group of educators. Students there were awesome, you know, as they were getting everything set up and helping all the educators get to where they needed to be and help out just getting set up in the morning and everything. Great group of people there. Becky Cook is, you know, just setting things in the right direction, I think, and we cannot wait to get back there and work with their staff some more and more on a one-on-one basis and everything like that. It was very exciting, a great time. Phyllis is phenomenal. Yep. And just can't wait to get back to Cypress Fairbanks.
Yeah, because it looks like we're going to be going back in January, and we'll be going back again at the end of July next year. Cypress Fairbanks is a very large school district. I believe it's the second largest school district in the state of Texas, and it's a suburb, about 115,000 students. And when Drew and I walked into the high school, I expected the cast of High School Musical to come out. I said that, and I probably embarrassed Drew, but I didn't embarrass him.
I'm used to you, Brad. You have to work very, very hard to embarrass me nowadays.
Exactly. You know what to expect.
I do.
The school was gigantic. It housed 3,000 to 3,500 students. And they, you know, it's a very, very large district, and it's led by a lot of the right people. They have a lot of great visions. We had one of the assistant superintendents come in. We had high school kids coming in. Remember, Drew, when the high school kids were in there? You remember what happened when we were doing our presentation?
Yeah. First, it started with like one or two kids, and then next thing you know, they would leave, and they would go get more students and bring them in. I don't know how many were there by the end, but there was quite a few. And the best part was like, someone stood up and like, if this isn't evidence enough, who are like supposed to be working, you know, and they're all coming in. Howdy. It was awesome. It was so cool. And then, you know, we had the assistant superintendent, like you said, in there, and he was just blown away by the Elements 4D blocks by Daiquiri. And I'll tell you, it was a lot of fun.
It was, absolutely. So we have a lot of things coming up. We have, as Drew mentioned, we have our flagship schools. Those are some schools that we're partnering up with around the world to kind of show 21st century technology, work with Daiquiri with them to show them how to harness this new technology, the augmented reality, and to truly engage students. But outside of that, we're also working with just teachers and classes all over the place. So like Drew said, our classroom has changed. The world is our classroom. We've already had some chance to get in with some classrooms. We're working with teachers. And we're also going to conferences all over the country. Some of the ones, Drew, we have a virtual conference coming up.
Oh, man, I'm excited about that. FETC virtual conference, October 24th, with our good friend Shannon Miller, who is also presenting at the virtual conference. And she was also just at Cypress Fairbanks. So big shout out to her. And I cannot wait. We need to have her back on the show, Brad, because I'd really like to connect with her and see everything that she's doing. She's been busy this summer as well. So some opportunity to join the FETC virtual or to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Jen Womble.
So that people can get some information about it.
Absolutely. I think it's a great idea. We appreciate the efforts Jen Womble is doing over there at FETC. We will also be going back to FETC, the main conference, in Orlando in January. Absolutely. Let's see. Just looking at some of the tweets here. Glad to have you guys back on. Two guys back on. Mentioned Potstock. Excellent. Nice to see you guys joining us tonight. If you want to have some discussion, please use the hashtag two guys or tweet Drew and I Twitter handles TechBradWade, TechMcNock, and also Two Guys Show. So you can tweet us at any one of those. We'll see your responses and we'll have some dialogue. We have some of the same things that we'll be doing. We'll be doing a shout out. So we'll be doing what's on your playlist, of course. But we're also going to talk about some of the things, how we're going to get you involved in the show a little bit more this year, how you can participate even more, not just by the Twitter handle. But maybe you can join us for part of the show, share some things on the, you know, write us. You can give shout-outs to people. You're going to be able to, share the good news what you're doing. Because, after all, this is a education show. We want to continue putting the focus on transforming education in the classroom, you know, different apps to use, technologies, and we want to hear stories. We love stories. We like to see what you're doing. One of Drew's favorite things he likes to say is, love waking up to those kind of tweets. Best tweets.
Oh, man, they make your day.
Absolutely.
Hands down. So, and not only are we going to kind of like change up the format and try and get, listeners more engaged in the actual show, but, there'll be opportunities and more information coming later, but when we're on the road and different things like that, we're going to start having some little meetups every now and then, aren't we? Not every time we go somewhere, but, we're going to try and meet and connect to as many people as possible. And the first one will be here in Michigan. And again, we'll have more information once we get everything finalized for that. Just the more people that we can connect with and share their stories and learn from, I mean, the better for everybody involved. And it's just so much fun when you get to connect with someone who's so passionate about education and changing the lives of the students that are in their classroom every day. It's inspiring.
Absolutely, absolutely. So also, we're going to have some more ed tech companies come on. We're going to have companies that are doing things for the good of education, the good of students. We're going to bring them on just like last season. You'll be hearing from them. We're also going to be bringing classroom teachers on, hear what they're doing. And we're also going to be we might throw a surprise in from here and there. One thing that we do know, Drew, our travel schedule is pretty crazy. Wouldn't you agree?
Nuts.
So we are going to try to keep a routine for our day of our show as much as possible. But what I think we're going to probably do is we're probably going to be putting a schedule out because for some reason, Drew, don't we travel on Thursdays like all the time?
For like the next four, something crazy. So it's going to be very difficult to keep a consistent schedule on Thursdays, but or a consistent schedule in general. So we'll have it at random times throughout the week, probably. We'll make sure that it's definitely at nighttime so everyone can try and join us and participate in the show as much as possible. But we'll try and give everyone as much notice as possible of when we're going to be on and who we're going to have and be consistent and keep it back to where we have a show each week, but it won't be the same day every week.
Right. We'll keep it as consistent as possible. So some things that we've talked about over the summer, and I'll just share them about the show. One thing we're going to do is we're going to update the link on the blog a little bit to where we're going to be able to get information and ideas from you. Here's an example. If there's a guest that you would like to see on the show, you're going to have a place where you can go submit that. Okay. Also, you may be connected to somebody you think would be really good to the show. Okay, it might be an artist, it might be an actor, might be a politician. Here's the thing, folks, everybody went to school, and everybody is interested in education, okay? So we've had people on who are not in traditional roles in education, but they've talked about the importance of education. So we're really going to reach out and we're going to expand the scope of this. We want to get the influence. We want to get people's vision on education. So we're going to branch out. We want to hear from you. We're going to give you a place where, hey, I'd really like to see so-and-so, or I'd like to see this person on the show. We're going to do everything we can to get the guests that you want to see on this show, and we're also going to give you a chance to be a part of it. This year, we're going to be getting some new swag, some Two Guys Show. I know Drew rocks
all the swag.
Yes, he does.
I love swag.
Absolutely. So we're going to get some different things that you can get, you can win. We'll share those things with you. And so over the next few weeks, we'll be slowly introducing those things to you, the viewers, and joining us on the show. That way we don't tell you everything at once. We'll just bring up the things week to week so you can kind of get an idea of a little bit of some of the new changes in the show to get you more involved with our guest as well.
And I'll tell you what, I need to give a big shout out to Ramona right now.
Oh, I saw that.
You see that? We will do the show with you from Berwyn on Thursday.
I'm
in.
That is, that's brilliant.
You know, we weren't planning on doing a show. Brad, we might just have to do it.
Dude, I think we should.
I think it's just been decided.
There we go. Ramona, well done, because we'll be in Chicago October 2nd and 3rd, I believe. We'll be flying in Thursday morning, spending the day with Ramona and Shannon and a bunch of awesome people over there at Berwyn, which is a suburb of Chicago. I had the awesome opportunity to sit and meet with them. Drew, you and I have been over there a few times.
We've been in the area, but we never got to connect with them. But then you were out there visiting some family, and we were able to connect with them, so which is awesome. And then couldn't think of a better area to be part of our flagship school program, so it's exciting.
Absolutely. So apparently we'll be having a show. We will be doing a Thursday show October 2nd. I believe October 2nd is a Thursday. So
put it on the calendar.
Next week, next Thursday, we will be in Florida. We are not able to do a show on Thursday, so we might be doing it earlier next week. I believe we talked about it. So we will definitely tweet that out and share that.
What are we going to be doing on Thursday, Brad?
I know what we'll be doing on Thursday. We will be at Universal. We'll be in Harry Potter. Okay, so if you've seen us if you have seen us in person and seen any of our presentations, one of the things Drew always brings up is Harry Potter the movie. Okay, Drew and I have been all over the country. Okay, Drew, what is one of my favorite places to go?
You love Disney World. Anything Disney related. Disney theme park usually, but Disney.
Disney, okay? So Drew and I have already been to Disney World together. You've heard about it. You've seen it on Instagram. You've seen it on Twitter. We were in L.A. last week. I did get to Disneyland. Drew had to hold the fort down. You know what?
I had to hold the fort down while Brad went to play. But
He did, too.
He did get there. So I told him next time I get to go to Universal while he holds the fort down.
Exactly. So on Thursday next week, we'll be down there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday with Winter Park. We'll be down there with Stuart Parker and Mr. Stanley and the awesome staff at Winter Park campus. But the cool thing is that he's been consistent. We're going to Universal. We're going to Harry Potter Thursday night. So that's going to be great. So I think it's kind of cool. We've been to Disney World. We're going to Harry Potter. And I'm sure we'll put it out on social media. At least we'll put it on Instagram and share some things. So that'll be an adventure for us.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I cannot wait. Absolutely cannot wait.
It's
gonna Brad's kind of like, yeah, it'll be cool. And I'm like, oh, I'm like chomping at the bit. So Winter Park teachers, I'm sorry if I'm not fully focused on Thursday. Just kidding.
We'll have to rein him in. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know what? You can lead the way. It'll be fine. I'll enjoy the ride and it'll be good. So
it is. It's gonna be sweet.
Absolutely. So that's next Thursday. So we're gonna try to have a show early next week. We haven't finalized the date. We're thinking Monday or Tuesday, possibly, right?
Possibly. That's what we're looking at right now, because it'll probably better chances of Monday, because we've got some exciting things where we've got a bunch of artists and designers using Dacry's 4D Studio to create some amazing things for a design festival here in Detroit. It's just going to be an awesome, amazing event next Tuesday night. Oh,
how about Detroit? Just a quick local, you know, give a quick sound off about the downtown Detroit. What have we seen lately?
It is rocking. Seriously, it is definitely on its way back. We're seeing a lot more of a technology hub start to move in. You're seeing a ton of startups in the area, and you know, it's exciting.
It is absolutely exciting. Drew and I, that's where we go down there a lot and do a lot of work down there. We were down there today in where's our new office, Drew?
It is inside Ford Field. For
what is Ford Field? What if I'm not from, what is that? What is Ford Field?
That is where the NFL team, our NFL team, Detroit Lions, play football. And I put a picture out on Instagram and tweeted out earlier, and you can see where we had our little afternoon meeting, where what our view was like. So you can check that out.
Yeah, and the meeting prior to that, we had two meetings. I Instagrammed that. Drew took a picture. We were up in the treehouse, which is pretty cool. Drew, tell about these treehouses.
Oh, I mean, whoever thought of that is pure genius in my book. So it is a straight ladder. It goes up to a catwalk, right? And Brad and I, we don't like heights, straight up. But we're all right with this. So you're going to a catwalk, and then they just have these wood structures that are like tree houses with these chairs and tables. You got outlets, plugs, everything. You can just go up there and chill, have meetings, work. Awesome.
It was great. So what we're doing today, we're talking about you know, how we're going to work with educators and how we're going to be teaching and working with kids. So we're kind of honing our craft and planning the year out when everything we're going to be doing with students. So it was really awesome. So it's really cool to see that. We're glad to have our feet back on the ground, getting back with school starting, you know, talking with tons of teachers, you know, getting the routines, meeting with parents, doing the curriculum night, their open houses, all exciting times. So we're thrilled to be back in the swing of things, you know, teaching and working with educators and students so we can continue transforming education. You know what? Drew and I will take our soapbox any chance we get. We've been doing a ton of keynotes. I'll be doing a keynote here locally for those people in Michigan. If you're going to the Focus on Smart Teaching Conference, it is in roughly Mount Clemens. It's Lance Cruz, Chippewa Valley School District. That is Saturday morning. If you are there at that conference, I will be doing the keynote there. And Drew and I, we actually did the opening keynote for and we went to Pittsburgh. We didn't even mention Pittsburgh. And how awesome was Pittsburgh, Drew?
Oh my gosh, awesome!
Mount Lebanon.
You want to talk about a couple of people, and Jana and Chris, that just kind of like flipped the script on how it used to be. And man, were the teachers pumped? They were like kids, weren't they? I mean, they had the option. It was kind of like an open format where we had a bunch of teachers presenting, then I had a room, and Brad was in the corner, and, you know, and the teachers, they got to come and go to the sessions as they pleased and ask questions, and then we got to work in small groups with each grade level. It was awesome. It was a great day of collaborating and learning, and again, every time we get to do this, it's really inspiring when we leave and just to see what kind of ideas they come up with and what they plan on doing with their students.
Yeah, and Drew, you know, one thing I come away with more every time is I'm so happy that I'm reinforced that the change is coming. The pendulum has shifted. there are not only individuals who are ready for change and change the way we deliver education, change the way we inspire kids, change the way we engage kids. It's not just these individuals in one building, one person in a building anymore. There are actually masses and groups and districts, buildings that are ready for this change, embracing the change and the transformation. Just like when we were at Cypress Fairbanks, when we were at Pittsburgh and a lot of the places that we're going, there are massive amounts of people ready and embracing this change. We heard at the end of the day, this was the first time when we were at Mount Lebanon, which is in the Pittsburgh area. This was a different format than their typical Welcome Back EdTech Day. They really changed it up. They were led by their superintendent who said, yes, let's embrace change, let's do it different. And Chris and Jana, they set it up awesome.
They did.
They let teachers have some flexibility and some say in their own learning. Imagine that. Teachers getting their say in their own learning. What do we talk about? We preach about students having a say in their own learning, their own education. Teachers got that. They embraced it. Drew and I spent the entire day. We did not have a minute downtime because we even had a working lunch for all the people who were working. And you know what? At the end of the day, Drew and I were just amazed the day was over. We felt so good about it because there was a large group of teachers and educators making an absolute amazing difference, ready to continue the transformation and change education for the better. And for that, I'm just thrilled. I know we're in the right space, and I love that we get to go meet and learn from so many people in so many great areas. And I'm just so excited to continue doing it.
Oh, it's giddy. I know. We're like chomping at the bit to get down to Orlando area and just, you know, get in the classroom with and work with teachers and students and just see the amazing things that they're all coming up with. It's just really exciting. And, you know, I'll tell my story when we do our Twitter shout-outs, but literally, like, it was like 6:30 this morning, and it started with, like, I'll share the story later.
Yeah.
When I get my shout-out, so.
So I will tag on that real little, is that, you know, this was an anniversary for Stuart today. Did he tell you that?
Yeah.
Today, 1 year ago today was his first augmented reality lesson.
Happy anniversary, Stuart.
And you know what? That just goes out to our PLN. We want to know what you're doing. We love it, love it, love it. We love how much we've seen educators working with not only augmented reality but 21st century technology, things to truly change the game. I say this all the time. We're in it for the right reason. We're not in it for the money. We're here to make a difference in kids' lives. And in the bigger picture, we're here to make a difference in education. And that is the charge we are on. That is what we need to do. That is what we're going after. And we can't do it alone. We do it with our PLN. We grab it. We get on the backs. And we say, let's go make a difference. And we're doing it. We're seeing it. And we're really going to even push it even farther this year.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll tell you what. You know, our reach is only so far. But with our PLN, it's massive. And it keeps growing. And, you know, it's everyone that's listening and making a difference every single day that makes everything possible and has really changed his life. So thank you to everyone who's, you know, continuing to kind of push their own learning on their own and making a difference for everyone that they interact with. So thank you.
Absolutely. You know, Drew, I think this is the perfect time to get to our shout-outs because I know for you and for me there are stories. There's reason why we're shouting out these people. And go ahead and start, and then I'm going to go, and it all ties in.
Yeah, definitely. So my shout-outs tonight are – I cheated. I broke my own rule tonight. Can you believe it?
I can't.
I know it, right? So I actually have four.
Oh, all right. You pulled a Brad.
I did. So I broke my own rule of three. But right. Stuart Parker, hands down, he was rocking – some Daiquiri 40 Studio this morning, created some really cool interactive target images and some experiences for his classes today, and had people from his district in his classroom. He had his principal in his classroom doing observations, and I'll tell you, it just rocked it this morning. He started DMing me at 6:30 a.m. this morning, and we were at it until afternoon when we stopped DMing. So he actually told me about his anniversary 6:30. So it was great to talk to him all day and see how the students were reacting and how you know, the visitors to his classroom were reacting to the augmented reality lessons that he created with 4D Studio. It's just awesome. Just love it. My other shout out is going to Colin Brooks. And I'll tell you what, Colin just took 4D Studio like to another level. You know, augmented reality in PE is not something that I would think we hear about a whole lot. And he just, again, as he got his hands on 4D Studio, he took it, he started creating awesome things. He's creating video tutorials. Brad, we were on a call today with someone that we work with at Daiquiri, and literally, they're like, do you know that PE teacher in Oregon, Colin Brooks? That guy's awesome. I'm like, I know. So
we're like, yeah, we have his stuff on our blog. Exactly. Yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah, if you want to see some of the Target images he created, you can check them out on our blog at the Targets section. So definitely check those out. He did an awesome job. And then group. And if you haven't seen it, definitely check out his presentation at 4D Studio last year, talking about changing education. It's awesome. Definitely worth the watch. I'll tweet the link out to that in just a second. So shout out to Dean Flores, and then we gotta give a shout out to Daiquiri Education. So if you're not following Daiquiri Education at Daiquiri EDU, head on over there and follow that Twitter handle where you can keep up to date on everything that's happening with Daiquiri Education and 4D and how we're really trying to work to transform the way everyone learns, and it's exciting.
Absolutely. All right. Did you get all of them?
That was it.
Awesome. All right.
I tried to keep it short.
Good for you. All right. Well, you know what? I have three. Drew, did you see what I did? I've got two MacBook Airs now. So I already tweeted out my shout outs. That's so rare. I'm usually relying on Craig or somebody to tweet it for me. So Drew, I don't know how much I've even mentioned this to you, but my first shout out goes to Rider University.
Nice work. Well done. Good choice.
I'll tell you, I have seen so many students in their education program follow me and tweet with me that I give them huge props, because I love it, because they're you know, Drew, we talk about this all the time. We think sometimes that the traditional way that teachers are trained in the universities may be missing some steps sometimes. I think Ryder got it correct.
I remember when I graduated, which was not that long ago compared to Brad, and I remember, like, it was like, you want to put the highest privacy settings on your social media. You don't want anyone to see your social media and the way that – you know, the way that people are hiring, and it can only be a bad thing, social media. It was, like, so bad. Like, that's what everyone thought when I graduated. And now look.
It's amazing. Crazy. It's amazing. So the students at Rider University, the faculty at Rider University, props to you. Love that. I would be honored to do a Google Hangout with the class, talk to some of the students. I know Drew and I would love that. And Drew, there's another school. There's a second one. Yeah, it's true. This is my shout out specifically is to Sydney Douse. I just tweeted her out. She is at Miss_Douse, D-O-W-S-E. She is a student at the Business and Technology Teacher Education Program at Red River College in Winnipeg. Dude, you know, we love the tweets. Got a tweet from her maybe last week or so, said, thanks, we love all your resources, all the teachers and our students, my classmates, love your resources in education and technology. Thank you. So, you know, I reached out. I said, oh, thank you for sharing, blah, blah, blah. I said, you know, asked her where it was, so we've been chatting a little bit. So Business and Technology Teacher Education Program at Red River College in Manitoba. So props to the universities and the schools and the colleges getting the new teachers ready for the new world in education.
I love it. And you can add University of Arizona or Arizona University, whichever one it is. I'll tell you, to that list, because I did Google Hangout with a professor there who, you know, he wanted to know all about 4D Studio, and he's having his students create different targets – and augmented reality experiences on their trip in Paris.
That's right. I saw some of that come across the timeline. Well done.
Yeah, and then, so shout out to them.
We might as well shout out our local neighborhood one, Oakland University. They're working on it too. They're getting a social media presence. They're getting their students on. We love that. So kudos and props to schools, universities, colleges who are thinking with the 21st century mind. Thank you for helping the new teachers, the ones that are going to be the next wave of educators, to embrace this and really get them ready for the classroom that already exists today. And the future that we don't even know what it's going to exist yet, but we know that we're going to do the best to get everybody prepared. My last one is from Matt Brown, our buddy, Matt, yep. From Lafayette, Indiana. Boy, family STEM night recently. It might have been last night.
Great night. Yeah, those were live tweets, buddy.
I didn't know it was live. I thought maybe that was canned from last night. So, yeah, and was rocking some augmented reality. It was fantastic. Their kid pictures, you know, if you've seen our presentations, we have some classic pictures of kids seeing augmented reality for the first time. The engagement is amazing. But then, you know, it's not just about the wow factor. We can capture them. It's about how you truly integrate augmented reality into education, how you use these 21st century technologies in education in a meaningful way. Yep. It's not just the wow factor. You do get it. That's one benefit, but it's really the way you integrate it, and that's what we're all about, and that's why we talk with our PL, things up on our blog, share ideas and share stories, because as a whole, we can make a great change. So thank you for that, for everyone. Those are my shout-outs. I kept it to three. Can you believe it? I actually did.
Well done, sir. Well done.
But there is a but. I'll make up for it on my playlist. So there's more than three. It's been a long summer. What can I say?
Out of control.
All right, you want to go?
As we transfer to the next segment, which is always what's on your playlist, Brad called me before the show tonight, and I actually told him I was actually excited about my playlist tonight. I already had them picked out. Usually I'm like scrambling right now to pick them.
You know what? That is so true. And I was so happy. I was so proud of you, Drew, because he's like, I've already got them. And he told me his songs. I'm like, you know what? Those are great. Actually, I didn't know one of them. One of them I've heard, which is great, is definitely worthy of a what's on your playlist. Mm-hmm. But I said, man, I've had all summer. I have six, but I really could have 20. So I went through all my new playlist, all my new recently added. I got it down to six. So,
oh, not bad. I stuck with three. The first one is Shatter Me with Lindsey Stirling and featuring Lizzie Hale. Have you seen that? Have you heard that song, Brad?
I have not. I see you just read it.
You might like that one. Check that one out.
Okay, I'll check it out.
That was the one that I didn't think that you would know.
I did not.
So definitely check out that song. I think it's awesome. I don't know what it is. That Lindsey Stirling, I think she was on America's Got Talent or something like that. And she's violinist. Mind-blowing.
Really?
Mind-blowing. Awesome. Definitely worth the check out. Next one is Animals by Maroon 5. Great song. I think I've heard it one time on the radio. It's not on much because their other song, Maps, is always on the radio, but definitely check out Animals by Maroon 5. Great tune. And then the last one, which Brad will agree, this song, I pulled a Brad today. I'm going to make a confession.
All right, Drew, you got to tell it. Okay, you got to tell it. What does that mean?
I'll tell you. I was on my way to work this morning, bright and early, and I was rocking out in my car. Two Centuries by Fall Out Boy. Brad, how awesome is that song?
You know what? It's a great song. I've only heard it for a couple days, and I loved it. And it was funny. I'm like, that's definitely worthy. That's a good one. And I told Drew I was proud of it. I said, all right, you pulled it, Brad. I love it. Because, you know, right. I mean, you've heard many of the stories, and a few of you have been around to see me enjoy the music in the car and stuff. So all of mine are pretty much that way. But all right, so I have taken a step forward tonight. So I am tweeting them.
Ooh.
I don't have the YouTube links yet. That'll be something I'll do next. So at least I've got them.
Baby steps.
So all right, so my first one, and like I said, I've got six. My first song tonight is I Can't Stop Drinking About You by BB Stop. Oh, I love that song.
Drinking about you, interesting.
Have you heard that? It's not only clever, it is really good. I love that song. The next one, I'm going to see if I can do this. Let's see. Did I get that? All right. Okay, so the next one is American Dream by MKTO. Man, I love this song. And you know what? It's got some great lines in it. Okay, it talks about it talks about how the world is changing. You know, it's not the same as it was 30 years ago. They're probably Well, you know what? They probably don't know either, because they make a reference to John Cougar Mellencamp, what he was 30 years ago, with a song called Jack and Diane. There was a song called Jack and Diane.
I know that song.
And they have some really clever lines on it. And, of course, they start talking about L.A., going to L.A. That's what they want to do, is go to L.A. So, you know, always a fan of that. You know, I mean, I've had plenty of L.A. songs on my playlist. So that's the next one. Okay. Oh, this one is really cool. I'm going to have to do these ahead of time, but I'll get there. I have to.
Just tell us your songs.
Okay, all right. I'll have to do the rest later. This Is How We Do by Katy Perry. Have you heard that one? This Is How We Do?
Yes.
You know, interesting story about that.
Yeah, because it's okay.
I like it. Here's the thing, is she was looking for a little different sound. So she went to, I believe it was to Stockholm, to finish this album. This song came out of her time in Stockholm. You know what I like about it? Watch the video the other day.
Which can do what? It can make or break a song.
Absolutely. We've said that. Absolutely. So the funny thing is I heard the song. I liked it. I went to the video, and I saw the video. I'm like, that is really clever. You may or may not like it, but the thing is in the 50s, they had drive-in movies, and then they'd have an intermission where the candy would come and sing and dance. Funny thing is, Drew, that's kind of like the feeling of the entire video. And you know what? It actually worked. It worked. It was very interesting. It did not ruin the song at all, so I enjoyed it. That's one. I really love it. Okay, disclaimer. If you're going to download it on iTunes, I recommend getting the version with Riff Raff. He's a rapper. He's got a section in there. He mentions a lot of exotic cars, and you know, if you follow my Instagram, you know I like Lamborghinis and such. So anyways, all right, I'm just going to do the next three. I'll tweet them after the show. Number four is Wait On Me by Rixton. Love that song, Wait On Me by Rixton. Another one is, the next one is All I Want To Do by T. Mills. Love that song. And this one, for me, I sing and jam so loud to this one. It's not actually that new, but it's Lightning in a Bottle by The Somerset. Love, love, love that song.
I was thinking Genie in the Bottle by Christina Aguilera.
You know, I did like that song, but that
I bet you did.
That was live. So that's my playlist. That's the latest in music on my playlist. I listen to them a lot, and you know, I love the music. It's a big part of the show, and we're going to hopefully continue with our string of having musical guests on our show this year. So we're going to explore those options throughout the year.
Yes. Yes, we are. So we'll start wrapping up.
Yep.
Again, it's not going to be a steady, consistent schedule for the Two Guys Show going forward. The only thing consistent is that we're going to try and have it each week, you know, and because we've been traveling a lot, and now we just booked a live show apparently that we were doing in Berwyn when we were there, so October 2nd, so hopefully you guys can join us for that.
Absolutely.
And then we will definitely get information out tomorrow about when our show is next week.
Yep.
But it will definitely be earlier in the week, so be looking for that.
Absolutely. We thank you for joining us tonight. Drew, does it feel good to be back on the air?
It does. It feels great. And definitely head over to iTunes and start. Give us a rating. We only got like 7 people that have given us ratings. We need to like get that higher. That's got to get higher.
Come on, everybody. Go give us some ratings. Hey, Drew, did you notice I'm working on a new set, but I had to put something up. Did you see this?
You're so weird.
I got this. Guess where I got this? I got it in Berwyn. I got it in Berwyn when I was there.
Well, at least you got a cool story behind it.
It's a giant movie poster from the 70s. It's kind of cool. So, anyways, I'm going to try to experiment with some of my backgrounds this year and, you know, working on a new set and everything. So, you know I am about that.
Yep. Love things from the 60s and 70s. So, give us a rating on iTunes. Be looking out for more information about the Two Guys Show, some meetups that we're going to have, and then also some what we're going to call office hours for Daiquiri Education, which is going to be awesome. Brad and I are going to have a live Google Hangout. We're going to invite people to join us and share stories and ask questions, and it's just going to be totally interactive and learning all the way around. We'll be learning from the people that we have on the show. We'll be helping people solve some technical difficulties that they might have or don't understand or whatever. It's going to be awesome.
So, Drew, I guess big picture is we're working on more touch points with you.
We want to connect with you guys.
Absolutely. Our goal this year is to connect with more and more and more of you, whether it's in person, whether it's virtual, however, whether it's through social media. That is our task at hand, because we believe with the power of our network, all of us together, we're truly making a difference in education. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. That's why we do this. We're going to use the power of educational technology and passion and innovation to get us there. And together, we will do that this year. We'll make the change.
Yep, definitely we will. And it's an exciting time to be in education. Very exciting time. And we cannot wait to learn from you guys and to kind of get the Two Guys Show rolling again and have some fun.
Absolutely. So thank you again for joining us, everybody. We will post when we're going to be on next week. It'll probably be early, and then we're going to get every week and try to get that as steady as possible, because we want to see you as much as you guys want us to be on the air as well.
Awesome. So thanks, everybody, for joining us tonight on the Two Guys Show. And thank you to EdReach Network for giving educators a big voice. And we will see you guys next week.
All right. Have a great week, everybody. Stay connected.
I'm a skywalker walking on the air tonight.